to another episode of the Found Generation, a self-improvement podcast. I'm your host, Troy Farkas, doing a special audio-only episode of the program today. I miss you guys. I miss talking to you guys. I haven't really been directly talking to you over the past few months. I feel like I haven't really let you know what's going on with my life. I've been having these amazing conversations with guests, which I've gotten so much great feedback on, especially the most recent episode with one of my podcast hosts that I work with, that I produce for, Peter Rosenberg. Great guy, honest, open, non-judgmental conversation. We talked about a lot of controversial things, war, Donald Trump, vaccines, lots of things that I never, ever talk about because it's just not my wheelhouse. It's not the genre of this podcast. This is not a news show. This is not a politics show. But I'm really glad that we got to have that conversation about these things that obviously lots of people around the world care about, as they should. It's just something that, you know, is out of my comfort zone. But I am glad that we had it because it is out of my comfort zone. And as someone who is constantly pushing people to get out of their comfort zone, because that's where the true magic is, I'm glad that we got to have that. And I'm glad that we got such great feedback on this episode as well, and that we were able to have important conversations about things that maybe I disagree with Peter on, or things that, you know, maybe he disagrees with me on. And we were able to have it in an open and non-judgmental way, and that we still are able to have it respectfully and see the other person's viewpoint without name calling, without resorting to all sorts of low blow tactics, without disagreeing in the same ways that people disagree these days, which oftentimes is not very helpful, does not get us anywhere, just drives a wedge further between us. So I'm really glad that we got to have that conversation. And so I just want to thank him and thank everyone else who has joined me in the past few months. Ariel Hawani, another one of my hosts, Carolina Lamo, the holistic counselor that I had on a lovely Romani fortune teller, Jasmina, which was just a tremendous conversation that a lot of you have been loving. And there's been so many, and I've already got so many scheduled over the next coming weeks that I'm going to have in person, mostly a couple remote as well. I like doing the in-person as much as possible because it's just so much more intimate, and I love connecting with people. And remotely, you just don't get the same vibe that you do in person. So here's kind of the updates on the podcast and where we're at. So the past 3-4 months, I've been doing guest episodes that are both audio and video. Both, you can watch the video on Spotify, you can watch the video on YouTube, and you can also listen to the audio on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. So wherever you are listening, thank you. I appreciate that. I've had so many different forms of this show since I've started the podcast in September 2020, originally the Troy Farkas Show, became the Found Generation in spring of 2022. You know, I'm trying to figure myself out, right? You guys, if you've been listening since day one, you have seen the evolution, the personal journey I'm on. Listen, I'm in my 20s. I'm still figuring it out. I'm figuring out who I am, what I stand for, what my values are, what my brand is, the messages that I want to put out. Furthermore, okay, I'm finding out what I like as a podcaster. Do I like doing solo episodes, guest episodes, video episodes, non-video episodes, different formats of these audio and video episodes, the cadence, once a week, twice a week, every other week, once a month? What is kind of the best combination of delivering for you guys, but also making sure that I don't burn myself out? Because keep in mind, I already work in podcasting, so I'm already consumed by podcasting all the time. So I've just been trying to figure out, experiment with all different things to figure out, okay, what works for you and what works for me and what is ultimately a good product. And so the cadence that I've been working with recently is every other week with guests, both audio and video. And I've really been putting a lot of effort into the back end, the stuff that you don't see, all the stuff that goes on after my guest and I turn off the microphones and the cameras. And I've been really trying to level up and make it better and cut out the stuff that isn't gonna entertain or serve you guys, and just try to like make it look and sound really good and be as professional as possible. And so every other week is the cadence that I've landed on. And we're going to keep doing that. And I'll continue to do kind of like these pop-ins now and again, just to give you my, you know, what's going on with my life or things I'm thinking about, just to make sure that you guys still get to hear from me, because although you're hearing from me in the guest interviews, you're not really hearing from me and what may or may not going on in the depths of my mind, which is often some crazy things. But that's where the show is at right now. So I just want to give you the update so that you are clear. I think it's important to set the expectations with the consumers of the show. Now, that being said, big announcement. If any of you follow on social media, on Instagram primarily is where I'm at these days, you know this. But for those of you who don't know, I am doing my first ever live podcast, live, in person, in front of an audience, downtown Portsmouth, at the historic Music Hall Lounge, March 25th. It's a Monday night, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock. We're going to start straight at 6 o'clock. We're going to go until 8 p.m. I've got such a show lined up for you guys if you're going to be there. I'm first going to talk to Stephanie Pellini. She is the owner of Three Bridges Yoga right here in Portsmouth, which is literally right around the corner from my apartment. So I just walk there once, twice a week when I go to the studio. She's the instructor that I see there the most, or whose classes I attend the most. And she is, gosh, there's just some people that you come across in your life, maybe a handful throughout your entire life, that you're around them and it just feels different. I'm really good at reading people's energy. That's kind of my secret skill that I have, is knowing whether someone is genuine or a good person or a bad person, or kind of what their intentions are, and whether I can know within about 5 to 10 seconds of being around a person whether this is someone I'm going to want to spend some time with. Stephanie is one of these handful of people I've met in my life where it's just like you walk away from the interaction saying to yourself, wow, that was different. I felt something being around that person. That was interesting. I really liked that vibe. I liked that energy. And so I can't wait for her to share this energy with the people in the audience, because she has such an incredible backstory. Oh my gosh, it's going to make you think, how the heck is she still here? How is she still alive? How is she not only alive, but how is she such an incredible person? I've not come across many kinder or warmer or just genuine and just people who just light up your day. I haven't met many people in my life quite like Stephanie, and so I'm so honored and excited that she has agreed to join me to be my first guest for my first ever live podcast, which is something that I've always wanted to do. Second guest after that, Stephanie and I will talk for about, 45, 50 minutes. We'll see about her story, about yoga, about health and wellness and self-care, and we'll see what direction we go. It's not scripted, as you know, so I'll just make sure I do my best job of listening and steering the conversation into the best directions. After Stephanie, I'm talking to a Portsmouth-born musician, Sam Robbins. He now lives in Nashville, but he was on The Voice in 2018, I believe. So he's one of those people, and he is, slowly growing a bigger following. He's currently on tour right now. He just so happens to be in New Hampshire the day before my live show. Shot him a message. Hey, you're in town. Do you want to come play for my live audience and then do a little conversation on the back end of it? He's down. So we're going to talk to him about kind of the musical journey, the highs, the lows, harder, easier than expected, how's it going, et cetera, et cetera. That will be a fun conversation. I've never talked to a musician on this podcast before. Lastly, I will talk to someone who I've never met, but I'm so excited that I came across her online. She has quite the presence here on the Seacoast region. Her name is Jennifer DeRosier. She's the founder of Altitude Companies, which my understanding, I'll get a greater understanding of this when we actually speak. She's founded a bunch of different companies in the area. Some health and wellness brands, Laney and Lou, is kind of like a salad, acai bowl, juice, smoothie place, just all very organic and plant-based things, and lots of healthy things that are both good for you and good for the environment. And it's a really great place. They've got a couple locations. I love the Portsmouth location. It's on the newer side. I've been there several times. Great place, great vibes. Jennifer is the one who started it all. She also owns this place called Palette Graze Boards, which, oh my God, the charcuterie board spreads that this company puts out at events and at all other sorts of things going on in the area. absolutely incredible. You've never seen a spread like this. She also just opened up a bakery called Ginger Fox Bakery. I believe it's in Exeter, New Hampshire, which is not far from Portsmouth at all. So she's killing it. She knows a lot about starting business, about entrepreneurship, about how to win and thrive in 2024. She's very inspiring. I absolutely love her content that she posts on social media. And so we're going to have a nice in-depth conversation, again, 40, 45 minutes or so, time dependent, about all of these things. She's very health focused as well. And so I can't wait to talk to her about how to balance your health while being just a badass businesswoman who's crushing it and raking in a bunch of money. Super inspired by her, by Stephanie, by Sam. Can't wait to have conversations with them. My first ever live podcast. I tell you guys all the time, if you're not getting the opportunities you want, create your own. That's why I do so much of the stuff that I do. No publishing company in their right mind would work with an unproven author. So what? I publish my own book, my own podcast, because like The Ringer or Spotify doesn't want to have me like host a podcast because I'm pretty unestablished. Okay, fine. I'll do my own. That's fine. I have the tools to do it. And so many other things in my life. Live podcast as well. Okay, wait, I can just throw my own event. I know some people at the music hall. Let me send a couple emails. Make this happen. Boom. It scares me. I've never done a live podcast. I've produced live podcasts before, but I've never been the host. I've never been the one holding the microphone, steering the conversation, kind of producing it on the fly as well, keeping track of time and all the other production things that are going on, lights and mics and cameras. Oh, by the way, there's no stop button. Like, we're going live. In actual podcasting, you know, when we're taping it, we're pre-recording it, we can stop down. I can have a brain fart. The guest can have a brain fart and we can stop and chill and regather. There's none of this happening. So this will be fun. This will be a fun little test of my skill set, how good I can handle this, and a good gauge of, you know, I've always wanted to do public speaking. So this will be a great opportunity to just throw myself into the deep end, and I'll sink or swim. Either way, it'll be a great experience that I can't wait to have, to learn from. If you want to join me on this experience for a night of fun, of learning, of education, of inspiration and motivation, ticket link is below. The tickets are a little bit more expensive than I would like to be. They're $25 plus fees. But to offset that, you're going to get a goodie bag with a couple freebies in there to some local spots. So if you're in Portsmouth, Exeter, Manchester, you're along the seacoast, you're in Kittery, you're in York, Maine, or if you're in Boston area, about an hour away. If you're in Connecticut, New York, come by Monday, March 25th, 6 to 8 p.m., Portsmouth Music Hall Lounge. I will put the link in the show notes. You can get your tickets. And oh my gosh, I can't wait to see you there. It's going to be such a good time. Thank you for all your support. If you can't make it, if you live in Seattle and you're listening to the show, that's totally fine. Just a nice good luck message to me is all the support that I could ever ask for. That would be absolutely amazing. Okay, so what else is going on in my life? Travel is something that you guys are always loving. Anytime I talk or post about travel, you guys eat it up. So here's where I'm at. I'm still living in Portsmouth. I plan on being in Portsmouth. I don't really have much interest, to be honest, in living anywhere else right now. Nowhere else calls to me. I spent a good deal of the last 3 to 4 years on the road, and I had a lot of fun, but my priorities have kind of changed. I'm in a different era of my life, or I'm entering a different era of my life where I've got some career goals I want to focus on. You know, I kind of put the career to the side the past few years, no longer being my primary focus, because I went remote. When you're a remote employee, for those of you who can relate, it's really hard to move up and to get noticed and to really take that next step in your career. It's kind of a trade-off. You can be in the office and not have as fun of a life, or you can be remotely, have a more fun life, but not move up in your career as much. So that was a trade-off that I accepted so that I could go do and accomplish all these other things that I wanted to do, where I could put the career kind of, not on the back burner, still very much in the forefront of my life, but not the my primary reason for being, you know, like it tends to be for so many of us. So now I'm kind of getting back into the career focus, but not necessarily like, oh, I want to be the best podcast producer in the world. Like, I'm really focusing on this podcast, The Found Generation, the live show, future live shows, I'm really, really getting excited by it. When I had a conversation, I won't say with who, I had a conversation with someone last week, just at a coffee shop in person, and it was just the most incredible conversation I have ever had with a human being. And it was then in that moment that I realized I found what I want to do for the rest of my life. I never grew up having a dream. I never wanted to be anything. I never had an answer to that. What do you want to be when you grow up, Troy? I never had an answer to that question. And throughout all of my 20s, I've still not had an answer to that question. There were some things I wanted to do, and I was at ESPN. I wanted to make a documentary. Boom, did that. Okay, now what? I wanted to write a book. Boom, did that. Okay, now what? I wanted to work at The Ringer / Spotify. Okay, did that. Now what? I've had all these mini goals, but never like a long-term what do you want to do thing, a thing that I want to do for 30 years. And that's fine. And so I was just kind of going with the flow. This MMA rabbit hole I've gone down the past few years was a complete side journey, was never in the plans, which is something that seemed interesting to me in the moment. I had the opportunity. It was right there to really make an impact and to have fun on the job as well. MMA has been just a total detour, but a really fun and fruitful one in many ways that has helped me just knock out some really cool experiences. And plus, working for Spotify has just been amazing. But I've now realized, both through doing this podcast, through just talking to people, being out in the world, I want to talk to people. Like, I want that to be my career. Nothing fulfills me more than talking to people. So whether that's on a podcast, whether that's on panels or public speaking, whatever, I want to talk to people. I want to have inspirational conversations. I want to listen to other people because everyone has a story, because everyone is so interesting, because we all spend all this time thinking and stressing and overthinking in our monkey minds about all the little problems in our lives, and we all think that we're alone in this journey, when in reality, we are all dealing with the same shit. No matter where we are in the world, no matter how old we are, no matter what stage we are in our lives and careers and love lives and all that good stuff, we're all dealing with a lot of the same stuff. And I want to have these conversations that brings that to light. And I think it's really important in this AI and social media and Apple Vision Pro world where things are just going to become more artificial and more inauthentic. I want to preserve the magic and the beauty and the purity of in-person, deep, emotional conversations as much as possible. They are who we are as human beings. We have been having such conversations since we have been able to communicate. We've been telling stories since the beginning of time. It started with the drawings on the caves, and it's, you know, made its way now into Netflix documentaries. It's all of the same. I want to keep having conversations for the rest of my days. And so now in this next era of my life, it's less travel heavy, less kind of exploration, both outer exploration and inner exploration. I've done that. I've checked that box. I have a really good feeling right now in my values and who I am and what I stand for and what I want to embody in this world than I ever have. Of course, the journey never stops. The journey towards self-actualization never stops. Self-improvement is the name of the game, literally the name of this podcast here. I'm going to keep doing that, but I feel really confident in who I am and where I'm at right now, and I'm ready to kind of level up and figure out, okay, how can I accomplish this goal? And to do that, I can't keep changing my external environment all the time. I need to be in a controlled environment, have the routines, and just be really dialed in. Also, on that note, having diabetes has also kind of changed the priorities. It's kind of forced me this way because I need to have a controlled environment so that I can be as healthy physically and mentally as possible. So that's kind of where I'm at. Now, that being said, I did do 3 weeks in Europe in January. I was in London. I was in Barcelona. God, Barcelona was so amazing, so beautiful. I can't believe I'd never been before. And then I'm actually today boarding a plane to go to Las Vegas for 2 days. Then I'm going to Phoenix for a couple days as well for a friend's wedding. So travel is a value of mine. It's a core value of mine. That exploration is important to me, but I'm not going to be doing these 3 to 4 month sojourns in other parts of the world. I don't need that right now. I don't want that right now. As cool as it was and as grateful as I am to have had those experiences and as self-aware as I am to know how privileged I am to have had those experiences that other people would kill to have, I'm good without having them right now. Travel will remain a mainstay of my life. A week somewhere, a week here, you know, whether it's a vacation or working vacation, whatever, travel is very important to me, whether domestically or internationally. I will keep doing it. It is a part of me. It is something that matters to me to get out of my comfort zone, to see different ways of life, experience new cultures, meet different people, see how the other half lives. All of that is important to me, will remain important to me. It's not my sole focus right now. I've got other priorities to work on. 21-year-old Troy wanted to travel the world and live this crazy life where I moved somewhere new every 5 months and do that for 10 to 15 years. But as you get older, your values change, your dreams change, your goals change, constantly evaluating where I'm at, where I want to be. And this is just my personal evolution. And I'm so proud of all of the ups and downs throughout my 20s because it's led me to this spot where I am at right now, which I'm so grateful to be. And I know a lot of you on the outside sometimes might be like, ah, Troy really looks like he's like descending into madness here, or what is going on with this guy? This guy's such a freak. It's all a part of the journey. I've just been, you know, putting it out there a bit more on Substack, on social, on podcasts, videos, whatever. And I imagine if all of you were to do what I do as well, you would also maybe appear a little crazy, because we're all a little bit crazy. We're all a little bit fucked up. We're all figuring out who we are. Whether you're 24 or 44, you're still figuring it out. That is what it means to be a human, what it means to live. And if you're truly living life the right way, this is one of my favorite quotes from Untamed, that bestseller by Glennon Doyle. If you're truly living, then you're constantly dying and being born again. Your life is just a cycle of birth and death. So I'm kind of dying, putting an end to one era of my life, beginning a different one. And that's what it means to truly live. You can't stay stagnant. You can't do the same things. Your hopes at 21 better not be your hopes at 31. They better change as new information, as new people, as new things come into your life. You best change with them. So that's where I'm at right now. That's everything. No more Substack. I enjoyed writing it. Thank you to all of you who subscribed to that for the 2 years that I was doing it. I really enjoyed doing it, and I kind of feel a little bit lost not doing it right now. I just need to amend my routine. But I wanted to really burrow in right now, and I'm still writing, but just kind of in different ways. And I'm thinking about writing a memoir, like a memoir of my 20s. Would you guys be interested in that? I just read a memoir by Luke Russert. It was like a travel memoir. It was very good. It's called Look For Me There. Really enjoyed it and kind of had me thinking. I've got some stories from the road. Maybe I should publish these. If you'd be into that, let me know. Because I'm not sure if anyone would be into it. I'm not sure if I would sell a single copy, but it could be very fun for me to write. And honestly, like, if I wrote a memoir at 29 to my 20s, at 39 to my 30s, when I'm 70, I think there'd be some really fun reading material, right? Where my own books are my own primary documents for my life. Like, this would serve no other purpose than just to be something fun for me to do. But I'm thinking about it. If you'd be into it, let me know. Have a great week. Happy Monday. Take some chances. Have some fun conversations. Do some random shit. Book some travels. Whenever you have a fit of motivation to do something that scares you, like booking a live podcast event or booking a flight to another country, whenever you have that motivation, just do it so that you can't get out of it. Buy the $600 tickets so that when that day arrives and you have to board the plane, you can't get out of it. All right? You've already made the investment. You've already committed. So that's my advice to you this week. Thank you for all the love, for the support. I will check in with you again soon. I've got another podcast next week. Fun guest, fun conversation, fun location. Till then, have a great week. I love you guys. I'm so grateful.